Hi, Olivia.
Hello, Bianca.
Thanks for joining me on this podcast episode.
Thank you for having me. This feels very intimate.
It is very intimate. This is a bit of a one-on-one.
Yeah.
This is our first one-on-one.
Correct.
We have lots of fun things to talk about. Coachella just finished.
Yep.
But so much happened over those few days that has kind of blown up on social media. We want to dive into a bit more about events. We've had a little bit of experience with that.
Yeah. Influencer events, yeah. Brand trips.
Yeah, we love brand trips. We do.
Yeah.
I mean, from a marketing point of view, we love like going on them, organizing them. It's so fun.
Yeah.
But.
And the results of them.
Yes.
Like great for the brand.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, our experience has been really positive. We haven't had a negative experience yet, but I know that there are some people out there who feel a little bit different about brand trips.
Yeah, especially consumers.
Yeah.
They seem to hate it, to be honest.
They really do. And you know what? I see their side. I 100%. See the side of, you know, for example, Coachella at the moment. It's a massive event every single year, right? And every single year, people or brands specifically take heaps of influencers to this event, pay for their flights, accommodation, fun things to do, parties and their outfits and all of that. And then the consumer goes, oh, is that a really good use of my money?
Literally. And it's like, okay, well, I've been supporting you. Like you're actually using my money in a way to pay for that trip.
Mm.
And they see that as getting no benefit and it's just rewarding people who already have a privileged lifestyle.
Yes, 100%. And obviously like we see the benefit of it, but from a consumer point of view, they're super important to you. Your consumers are the people who are bringing in money for you. They're the ones who are keeping your brand, you know, active and ongoing. So I think that they need to start thinking about what the consumers think a little bit more.
Do you think as well though, because if consumers, like I know people say they don't like it.
Yeah.
But the brand trips still work. Like
I agree.
You might not like it, but you might go, oh, damn, but that outfit though, like I actually really want to buy that. And it works. Because if it didn't, they would stop doing it.
Well, that's the thing, right? There are some brands who have a brand trip like every couple of months. There's a new brand trip, whether it's related to like event like Coachella, it might just be, you know, their spring or their more of a good example is like a winter. Mm. And they'll go to the snow, like they'll go to Japan. They'll do like a snow kind of shoot and it's beautiful on our end. We're like, oh, that's amazing. Mm. We wish we could do that. But then the consumers go, you've used the same models the same time. Why are the same people getting, you know, the great experiences? What about us? What about this person? Mm. And I think that from our perspective, maybe we bring the side of the marketing side. We Definitely. Kind of talk about and know how decisions are made. And the point is that people go through to make these decisions. So like, how do we choose influencers?
Mm.
Well, there's a massive process on how to choose influencers. One, who can come, first of all, because like a lot of the time, you know, it might be a really short turnaround. There could be influencers are usually booked out for a really long time, or they have specific deals with brands who are already in that niche, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're representing one brand and another clothing business, you know, reach out to you, a lot of the time they're not allowed to. So even though you want the influencer, they physically aren't allowed to because they're binded by contract.
Another thing about having the same influencer for multiple trips is it's networking.
Yeah.
Like they are building a relationship with that influencer and chances of them going above and beyond in the next collaboration for them are so high. You spoil them with this lavish trip, first class tickets, taking them to Nobu in wherever you're going, incredible things, they're almost going to feel indebted to you as a brand.
Sure.
And that's also part of it is like it is just networking.
Well, it's a trade, isn't it? Like
100%.
I mean, most of the time they're probably not getting paid to go on this trip, right?
Depending.
Exactly. It depends. A lot of the time they're probably not getting paid. It's more like they're getting paid in the experience of
amazing
you're going to have
holiday.
This amazing holiday. You're going to get spoiled. You're going to have everything's free. Who doesn't love free, right? Mm. Like, and if they were being paid on top of it, like, that's amazing. Good for you. Like, that is, if you were
holiday,
able to get a brand to pay you
literally,
as well, crazy.
That's thing, like a free holiday, fantastic.
Yeah.
A free holiday that someone's paying you to go on.
Amazing.
Stop.
That's a lifestyle I want to live. But yeah, no, I definitely agree. And I think that that's where people then as the consumers and on social media, I know that people have opinions on why didn't you send this person? And it could be so upsetting as an influencer to not be invited. I can totally agree and see why that would be So it's upsetting, especially when you've supported that brand for so long.
Definitely.
But there could be some kind of marketing, you know, behind the scenes decision that's got nothing to do with, you know, you personally. It's definitely. Like it's an internal or a global decision. They're like, oh, well, this is why we need to send this person. And it sucks. But most of the time it's completely out of other people's control, which is the other thing.
And there's always other things at play. Like you said, it's not just a matter of, you know, you're good friends with a marketing person there. And they might have certain KPIs to hit, and unfortunately your profile just doesn't quite line up with that.
Which can be really disappointing. And
definitely.
I completely get from the influencer side of things, if you've been so loyal to a brand and they don't reward you, I completely would understand why you would leave or you wouldn't want to work with them anymore.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the due diligence from the brand to go, hey, we're so sorry. We're not able to bring you on this one. We would love to have you on this trip. This is what we're trying to plan with you. And you do need to ensure that you are, you know, nurturing those relationships with influencers that you aren't rewarding in that instance. Because if there is someone out there who is growing your brand and representing your brand really well, and people are on social media are responding really well, going, they're the only person reason why I'm buying your product, and you're not, you know, rewarding them from a brand perspective, I can see why people are upset. I can see that. But you as a brand just need to kind of pay attention to that and go, no worries, that's a learning curve, or, oh, sorry guys, this is why this has happened, and kind of communicate with that with that influencer, because the influencer most of the time is probably in the dark going, yeah, I wish I was on that trip too. I don't know why they didn't invite me, and that looks bad, right?
Yeah. And the thing with influencer trips, they're so public that the influencer is going to know that you had a trip that they weren't invited. It's not like it can sneak under the radar, like a little private event.
Like
they'll never know.
Didn't invite your sister or something.
Literally, it's broadcast everywhere. Like you said, it's almost better just to reach out and be like, "Hey, like, unfortunately, we couldn't select you for this trip.
Yeah,
we're still keeping you in mind for future opportunities," because they would feel a little bit shortchanged.
Yeah,
like you said, I've done so much for you. 100%. That's normal.
Like, and it's not like it's a little trip as well, like especially like these, you know, Coachella and, you know, these big events. I know there's like Tomorrowland and there's so many brands who just have constant events and massive parties and shoots and events and things like that. So not being invited and thinking that you probably should be, it is upsetting.
Yes.
It is upsetting. So I definitely see that side of from both sides, right?
Yeah. But do you think there's something to be said though about like the entitlement of assuming that you're going to be invited? Because I know like from our end, we have been part of influencer selection for brand trips. Yep. And it is hard, like you said, from our end. And sometimes some things are out of our control. Like they say,
so
they
many
have
things
to have a minimum
of
amount of followers, or their engagement rate has to be X, Y, and Z. And sometimes an influencer just doesn't fit that.
Even though you want them to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you find it hard to like manage expectations in the sense that some people think, oh, I have worked with you in the past.
Yeah.
I should be invited. Like that is still going to put a bit of taste in their mouth just because they kind of expect it.
I completely see that side. I think, I guess from our perspective, because I feel for those marketing, you know, teams who are in charge of those events, because there probably are a million KPIs, and we, you know, we've had situations where we've wanted to invite people, we've wanted to work with people, we wanted to do certain shoots or certain campaigns, and we're just pushed back from the client, and it's completely out of our control. A massive thing, amount of followers, what kind of followers you have, your niche, you know, your engagement rate, that we can do as much convincing on our end as possible and go, you know, this is XYZ of why you should be inviting this person and why they should come. But sometimes it's literally out of our control. It could be a budget thing as well. It could totally be a budget thing.
Definitely.
And yes, it would feel hard to then see other people go who were chosen ahead of you. Yes. That would be really, really hard. But it could be a whole cultural thing, like maybe those people are really, really close and that's maybe why they
they're sending a group of friends.
For sure. And again, I totally see the side of why that would be so disappointing, because it's like, well, no, I've done so much for your brand, I should be rewarded. And of course, like you should never bite the hand that feeds you, right? As they always say, if you see on social media that this person has been super loyal to a brand and they've done really, really well, their videos are constantly, you know, either wearing your clothes or using your product or whatever it is, and then there's no kind of recognition from the brand, it's like, why did you give them that collaboration opportunity in the first place then?
Yeah.
If you the results are great. Mm. So why aren't you happy?
Yeah.
So I see that.
Mm. I think another thing is it's so easy to look at brand trips as a reward. Like we said, it's yes, a free holiday, but
it is,
at yeah, the end of the day, it is a marketing activity.
Of course.
And the amount of money that brands invest in this, like most crazy, of the trips you see, hundreds of thousands, if not even millions yeah, of dollars yeah, for that little weekend away brand trip.
Yeah.
It is so expensive. And because it's a marketing thing, like you said, it all comes back down to KPIs. So as much as you might want to reward a certain influencer for their help,
yeah,
if it doesn't look like they can get the results that you need for that yeah, massive investment,
no,
how can you justify that to, you know, a big company, the CEO, all of the people there? Like sometimes it's just not a responsible financial yeah, decision as well.
For sure.
And I think, yeah, at the end of the day, it's marketing. Like yeah, it's a beautiful reward for people, but that's yes, not why you pick people.
It's a marketing thing. Yeah. Like it, the whole aim of the thing, of the event or the campaign is to get people to buy your products.
Yeah. Like they just want to make more money
for sure,
from the amount they invest yeah, in.
And sometimes that means, you know, making decisions that people don't want to make or having to sacrifice other things. Yeah. And so we completely see both sides.
Yeah.
I think that's the main point of this discussion is that we see the side of an influencer. We completely, you know, value influencers entirely. Like we love, like influencers are so valuable these yeah, days. And huge, yeah, there are ways to that valuable, that influencers aren't as valuable and probably not as maximized for potential in some situations. But we also see the side from a marketing and from a brand perspective of like, you've got a budget, you've got KPIs, you've got things that you need to hit. You've got, you know, certain expectations from people as well yeah, to hit these goals. And sometimes that means making decisions that are super, super hard. And in some instances, like, you know, what's kind of happened around Coachella is that some people get disappointed and then there's negative effects.
Of
and
course,
and that's the risk that you kind of take with as a company. When you make yeah, decisions, someone's going to be unhappy.
Of course. You can never please everyone.
Exactly right.
But another big criticism I see online is people saying like, why don't you reward your customers? Take them on the brand trip yes, instead of influencers.
See, I'm kind of for that.
Mm.
I think I see that, the value of doing that.
Mm. I am for and against.
Yeah.
Because in my sense, like if you bring these influencers who have this many followers, you're going to get this many views on the video.
Yeah.
If you were to buy that in like ad spend sense, I can see the value of having for influencers sure, because yeah, it's actually
experts in their environment as well.
And they're influential. That's why.
Yeah.
But I know people say like reward the, you know, the people who are actually buying your products. And
correct,
the way I kind of view it is like one big brand would do that once. They'd get all the media buzz, the praise. Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to have the same effect as getting yeah, these big influential figures promoting it to their millions of fans. Like
yeah,
that's the reason why brands don't do
yeah,
loyalty trips. And it's sad and it's yeah, disappointing because you think, I spend so much money with you. I'm the reason why you have that money.
Yeah.
But it just, again, it doesn't make financial sense.
For sure.
But
for
it's
sure,
sad.
I guess it's kind of like if you spend all this money on a movie, right? And then you don't get actors who are well known. Or it's like a really, really, really well known movie and you're trying to recreate and then you get actors who nobody knows. No one, there's not really
like
any reason.
Like people don't come
for sure, yeah,
the actors.
And
then,
there's no one watching, like these people have a fan base that they're basically not getting for free. Obviously they have to invest into the event, but they're basically reaching millions of people that, as you
who
said,
trust
if that was an
say,
ad cost, you would be
yeah,
spending so much more money and it's kind of guaranteed. And they're, as I said, experts in their field. So they know how to create content. They're yeah, going to create content the entire way because it's going to benefit them.
Yep.
So they're creating content from the beginning to the very, very end, all the little nitty gritty bits of the event. And that's when you, as you said, if this was a cost thing, it's coming down to the value of that video, the value of the, you know, the amount of followers that they have and all those things is like crazy.
Yeah.
So I do see though the value of, maybe having a give back event every now
that,
and again, or even like both of them going like, oh, hey, we're going to send 40 influencers. Be a part of that.
People have, I think they've done that where it's
that's
a competition
great,
to go to one of those events.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. And I know we've even spoken before about clients about potentially even holding like an exclusive dinner or some sort
yes,
of event to reward your
like VIP fans.
Your VIP customers because
yeah,
I see both sides. Influencer events and brand trips, I think, do work best for influencers.
Yes.
But I think 1,000,000% rewarding your loyal
yes,
fans and customers
for
more
sure,
than just, here's a discount code because you buy our stuff. Like, imagine if, I don't know, Meshi took you to this exclusive dinner and they did all this stuff for you, you would tell everyone, oh my God, Meshki is amazing. You would buy so much of their stuff. Your word of mouth as well as a real consumer, so important.
So important.
Because if I heard you recommend something to me, I would trust you more than I trust an influencer.
Oh, I get that.
So like,
it's not paid ad.
Definitely.
Right? It's not a paid advertisement or a paid collaboration.
Definitely. So yeah. I think there's merit in doing both. Yeah. But the traditional like brand trips that we see, I think they pick influencers for a reason.
Yes.
But I think brands should definitely explore the potential of rewarding their consumers, but maybe just in slightly different ways.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a really good balance. I think that, people have that opinion of influencers like, oh, they've already got everything. Why do you need to give them? And it's like, this is their job, first of all.
Yeah.
Like this is how they make money. This is how they have a living. And whether or not influencers will be something that is available to be, have a job for a long time, who knows? That's the risk that they're taking, right? But it's not actually something that's super easy as well.
No.
Creating content, editing content, being, you know, on camera, ready to be on camera 24/7 is exhausting. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, that's easier than a 9-to-5 or whatever it is.
Every job is difficult in its own way.
For sure. And they also have the risk of the hate and all of the bad publicity or whatever that someone might have an opinion on. Or
definitely.
Imagine posting a video of yourself and it's just like, oh, day one of Coachella, and everyone's comments, I hate your outfit. You look ugly. You look terrible.
So
that's
sad.
Exhausting. That's
it's so sad.
So exhausting. So that's also what they, you know, part of their job that we don't have to endure every single day.
Definitely. And their job has big risk as well. Like they could lose their job in an instant. Whereas like with us, like in a normal corporate job, like there's a big process you have to go through to get fired.
Warnings, you get, you know, whatever it is.
Unless obviously you do something incredibly wrong. But with influencers, like something can just shift. No, don't really like you anymore. Yeah. I'm not going
to
follow
you. And there's no manager to go to and be like, I'm going to dispute this. Like,
if the public excuse me, internet.
If the public has made a decision, it's not going to go
canceled.
Away.
Yeah. So that's a big risk you take as well. And we said this in another episode. Big risk, big reward.
For sure.
They could lose everything in an instant. Yep. Like, it looks amazing what they have. But a lot of people actually wouldn't take that gamble. Like if you have a mortgage to pay and the next day you could have no income, a lot of people actually wouldn't want to go down that route.
For sure. I think at the end of the day, we have to remember that influencers, well, not necessarily us because obviously we know that, but like consumers and the public need to remember that influencers are people as well.
They're just doing their job.
They're doing their job. Like they're not anything different. They're just celebrities with a different kind of stigma, I guess.
Yeah.
Like they are the new celebrities of our time, but they just have that less kind of respect towards them. And
which is a shame.
It is a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some people out there who, you know, have platforms and they don't use them for good, right? But most of the people, especially the ones who are collaborating with brands, they're representing people because that's their job. It's like a model. It's like a TV presenter. It's the same thing. It's it's just seen so differently.
Again, it's just a different form of marketing.
Yeah.
And these just happen to be real people as opposed to just an ad you see online.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a good chat of things to talk about with influencers. I think at the end of the day, just as a brand, still do the events, do the brand trips.
Well, they do them because they work. So
yeah, exactly. Like then if they didn't work, they wouldn't be investing all this money.
Definitely.
And they look fun.
Oh my God.
A lot of the time
they
I think people
fun.
Are
fun. I'm sorry, they are.
Yeah, they are fun. They are really, really fun. They are a bit stressful.
To plan. Terribly stressful.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's super fun. And I think I definitely think that as a consumer, even giving them opportunity to go to them, maybe then they'll have a better understanding of, oh, no, brand trips are awesome. I can see why you're still doing them. And I can see that my money is being spent, you know, in a okay way. Like it's not necessarily something that, I mean, if you're giving your money over to a brand anyway, you have to expect that they're going to spend it how they want to spend it. And if that means taking people overseas, like.
However they choose to spend their marketing budget.
For sure.
If it works, it works.
It's so, marketing. And you don't even know what they're doing half the time behind the scenes anyway. You have no idea what they're spending the money on. So at least they're showing you that it's like what they're actually doing with the money. And as a brand, do the trip.
Yeah.
Definitely invest in the trip. But
even just an event, like a dinner, a lunch or something.
You always talk about that. Little events, even better.
Love.
If you have the budget, just a little event. You can hold it in like a little Airbnb, a little dinner. I don't know how much that will cost, but.
Or even just a restaurant. Like, to be honest, like if you pay 15 people, not that expensive.
No. Yeah. If it's a little thing and you don't have much money and you can only afford it.
Or work within your means.
Yeah, for sure. Like, stick to your budget. At the end of the day, everyone's trying to make a living. So, Well, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me
again.
It
was a good chat. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll see you on the next one. Thanks.
Bye.